Welcome to the Daily Decrypt, the go-to podcast for all things cybersecurity. Get ready to decrypt the complexities of cyber safety and stay informed. Today is January 24th, 2024, the most important day of your life. Here is your host, Offset Keys.
Good morning, everybody. Today we've got three riveting stories for you. First, we're going to talk about the BeyondLion ransomware group, whose sophisticated tactics have put industries like healthcare and manufacturing on high alert. We're also going to discuss Apple's swift action against a critical zero-day vulnerability. And finally, we are going to explore the innovative approach to safeguarding mobile accounts against takeover attacks, a method that's set to revolutionize how we understand and protect our digital identities, which everybody is affected by, so let's go ahead and dive right in. Today's first story comes from an insightful article by Daniel Frank at Unit 42, Palo Alto Networks, which discusses the recent activities of the BeyondLion ransomware group. So forgive me if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. This group, emerging in the cyber world in 2022, has been particularly active, regularly updating their leak site with new victims, primarily targeting sectors like healthcare and manufacturing in North America, the EU, and India. BeyondLion's strategy has evolved from a double extortion scheme where they encrypt victims' assets and then demand ransom to a more straightforward approach of stealing data to extort money. This shift in tactics is crucial, especially when considering their impact on sensitive sectors like healthcare. A notable attack was on a California-based hospital where they exfiltrated 1.7 terabytes of data, including sensitive patient and employee information. So 1.7 terabytes does not sound like that much, given that most people, MacBook Pros or even iPhones, have a terabyte of data on them. But if you think about the data that they're actually extracting is probably mostly text-based. And if you've ever looked like a text file, especially plain text without formatting, the sizes are in the kilobytes, which is what makes up 1 megabyte, you know, and a gigabyte is made up of 1,000 megabytes, and a terabyte is made up of roughly 1,000 gigabytes. So yeah, 1.7 terabyte of plain text data is quite a lot. One of the most interesting aspects of BeyondLion is their possible connection to the Mako ransomware group. They both share a custom .NET tool used for file enumeration, registry, and clipboard data retrieval. This tool, containing Russian language elements, suggests shared tools or developers between the groups, a common practice among cybercrime groups. So yeah, same people floating around different groups, and they're probably making very good money. So you might be wondering, how does BeyondLion execute these attacks? They gain initial access through stolen remote desktop protocol credentials, or RDP, or by exploiting vulnerabilities like Proxy Shell. Once in, they use public tools for lateral movement and credential dumping, employing a backdoor component for persistence. So just the basic runbook right there, probably using Metasploit to pivot around using Meterpreter, and then, you know, maybe using some Netcat stuff for backdoor components. So the implications of these attacks are significant. For individuals, it's a stark reminder of the importance of strong password hygiene and regular checks on sites like Have I Been Pwned, which is what Dojaspan was talking about yesterday. All right. So, you know, most mainstream providers like Google, or if you use a password manager, or even like TurboTax, will monitor Have I Been Pwned using their API for any emails that they know of. But you can definitely create a task for yourself, create a reminder once a month, once every 6 months, to just type in all your emails to Have I Been Pwned, maybe sign up for alerts from that site specifically, just to see where your data is. For organizations, especially in healthcare and manufacturing, it underscores the need for robust security measures, including regular patching, threat hunting, and implementing advanced security solutions like those provided by Palo Alto Networks, who we are being sponsored by today. I'm just kidding. We're not. So yeah, it's clear that the BeyondLion is a sophisticated and adaptive threat actor in the ransomware landscape. Their shift to extortion without encryption signifies a change in ransomware tactics, likely in response to the evolving cybersecurity defenses. So we're going to change the way we defend. They're going to change the way they attack. It's an everlasting dance. So our next story is about the critical zero-day patch for Apple devices that just came out. They've been on top of their stuff with these critical zero-day patches, but zero days are no joke. So on Monday, Apple released a series of critical security updates for a wide range of its devices, including iPhones, Macs, and even the Safari web browser. The reason? A zero-day flaw, identified as CVE-2024-23222, found in the WebKit browser engine, which was being actively exploited. Yikes. This type confusion bug could potentially allow a threat actor to execute arbitrary code when processing malicious web content. Apple's quick response with improved checks is commendable, but it raises questions. How vulnerable are we to such unseen threats? And what does it mean for the average user? Here's what you need to know. This bug affects a variety of devices, from iPhone XS to the latest Mac OS versions. For those not familiar, a zero-day vulnerability means it's a previously unknown flaw, making it even more dangerous because there's no known defense against it initially. This was the first such vulnerability patched by Apple this year, but it follows a trend from last year where 20 similar issues were addressed. So that last year, yeah, Apple found 20 zero days. That's more than one per month. And they're patching them. So now, if you're wondering, should I be concerned or what can I do? Yes, you should update your devices immediately. This kind of vulnerability can lead to compromised personal data or even a complete device takeover. And while Apple has not divulged details about the nature of the attacks or who might be behind them, the urgency of the update is a clear indicator of its seriousness. So one of the reasons that I use Apple iPhone, not only because of the usability of it, the sleekness of the design, all this fun stuff that we all love, the communication capability, the list is endless of usability features, but Apple is the only device, as far as I last checked, that controls their update schedule with the major carriers. I didn't know that major carriers for other phone providers control the update schedule, which means that when a zero-day bug is found on an Android Samsung Galaxy S7, Samsung then has to patch the vulnerability and push it up to the carrier, like Verizon or T-Mobile. And then the carrier has to check that patch, make sure that all the things that are patched in that patch are compatible with its service, and then they push it out. So, sounds great, might just take a little longer, blah, 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 blah. But the time that these carriers take on these patches is up to like a year or 2 years, okay? So you're sitting vulnerable to publicly known exploits for a year or 2 years on your mobile device, which I don't know about you guys, but holds my entire life. I have all my pictures, my contacts, my passwords, you know, someone can get into my Facebook account, blah, blah, blah. So iPhone, you know, I will go out on a limb and advocate for iPhone use because of that feature alone. You know, it's a common argument, right? Android's better, iPhone's better. So that's my main reason for using iPhone. It's not just the sleekness. It's not just that everybody else uses it. There's actual science behind why I do that. Okay, so our final article is just about on the same topic, safeguarding mobile accounts. And there's a new defensive strategy. Let's see. The final article is from HelpNet Security, which sheds light on a groundbreaking approach to safeguard against mobile account takeovers. This innovative method, developed by computer science researchers, including Dr. Luca Arnaboldi from the University of Birmingham, aims to identify security weaknesses vulnerable to account takeover attacks. Mobile devices, now a complex ecosystem of interconnected apps and operating systems, are increasingly targeted by hackers. The researchers focused on how attackers gain unauthorized access to apps storing personal information and providing access to sensitive accounts. They shifted the paradigm by cataloging security vulnerabilities and modeling account takeovers, reducing them to their constituent building blocks. Traditionally, account access graphs have been used to study security vulnerabilities, but these graphs fall short in modeling account takeovers, where an attacker disconnects a device or app from the account ecosystem. The breakthrough came when a new modeling method based on formal logic capturing the choices faced by a hacker with access to a mobile phone and PIN. Okay, so this innovative method discussed in this article is expected to be widely adopted by device manufacturers and app developers, and it employs formal logic to catalog vulnerabilities and better comprehend the intricacies of hacking attacks. By using formal logic, the approach breaks down the steps and decisions an attacker must navigate to gain unauthorized access, thereby creating a more detailed and accurate representation of potential security breaches. So this is something that any defender should be kind of doing, maybe not quite as programmatically, but looking at things the way that an attacker would and walking through the steps that an attacker would have to walk through. So, you know, top marks for this research. Thank you so much for doing this. And, you know, sometimes us as defenders can get kind of caught up in our own little defense techniques, but we really need to step back and look at the way that attackers approach problems while we establish our defenses. So the researchers rigorously tested their methodology against hypothetical attack scenarios, successfully uncovering security gaps in devices from leading brands like Apple, Samsung, Xiaomi, which I've seen written, but I don't think I've ever actually said. So notably, Google accounts demonstrated a degree of resilience against these speculative strategies, highlighting the varying levels of security across different platforms. So yeah, Google is the maker of Android. So that kind of directly contradicts what I said about Android, you know? So there are definitely pros to the Android ecosystem being developed by Google, which, as this article has pointed out, was more resilient to account takeover attacks than iPhone. So yeah, these findings have practical implications for everyday users and tech giants alike. For instance, Apple implemented a security fix, adding a new layer of protection for iPhone users. The research also highlights the importance of reviewing the security of shared accounts, and one researcher discovered a compromised security chain through a shared iCloud account. So yeah, people are discovering these 0 days, people are reacting to them with new defense techniques, and we applaud you. Thank you so much for your research. But yeah, that's what we've got for the news today. Thanks for listening to the Daily Decrypt. And if you stay tuned, we got a couple more episodes this week. And then this weekend, I'll be releasing a bonus episode just discussing responder hijacking attacks and the Local multicast name resolution protocol and how it's vulnerable to hijacking attacks in Windows ecosystems. So just an extra little 20-minute podcast for some brushing up on your knowledge. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.